The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Rode have unveiled an expansion to their Wireless Go range of microphones. The company have added white versions of their wireless microphones and more stuff too, especially built for video use. Now here's something interesting from Rob Walsh on the feed.
I just updated the Google Play Music app on my iPhone, and it is void of any podcasts. The latest version, and I just updated it yesterday, Google Play Music app, and it did not have podcasts in it anymore.
Yes, Google Play Music appears to have finally removed podcasts from their iOS app. A note saying for iPhone or iPad, podcasts are not available in the Google Play Music app has also appeared on Google's help pages. Now, there's no helpful link to the Google Podcasts app, which has replaced it on iOS. The orange Google Play Music Android app still has podcasts in it in the US for now, as does the Google Play Music website. Now, how many takedowns have Blueberry and Libsyn had from Spotify because of those coronavirus-related concerns? Here's Todd Cochran from Blueberry speaking on the New Media Show.
It's been limited numbers. It's been very small. I know I talked to Rob Walsh. And how many of you guys had, and he told me, so we both are seeing small numbers. It's under double digits for both of us so far.
So perhaps we should stop worrying about it. Now, two former senior executives who worked for Rupert Murdoch at 21st Century Fox have been indicted over their alleged role in a multi-million dollar bribery scheme involving kickbacks to FIFA in exchange for broadcast rights. One of those indicted is Hernan Lopez, now CEO of Wondery and a founder of the Podcast Academy. The indictment contains nothing more than a single paragraph about Mr. Lopez, says his representative, and it alleges nothing remotely improper. Anyway, he's scheduled to appear in federal court in Brooklyn on April the 9th. Podtrac have announced podcast audience category rankings, a new paid service from the podcast analytics company. Google Podcasts' new iOS app unfortunately uses a near-identical user agent to Apple Podcasts. And speaking on the feed, Libsyn have admitted that stats from the new Google Podcasts iOS app are mistakenly being lumped in with Apple Podcasts in Libsyn's stats at the moment. They hope to fix this in the next few weeks. Well, full marks to Libsyn for being open and letting folks know. A community-maintained list of user agents is linked to from our episode notes and our newsletter today. Also in the news, Audio Boom's revenue for the first 3 months of this year was up by 40% from the same time last year. Google AdMob has pulled advertising from Podcast Addict again because of, quote, unauthorized file sharing. They've since admitted they were wrong in doing so. Cosmicast is a new podcast app for iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. It looks quite cool. Captivate have released beautiful styling for podcast feeds that removes the confusing jumble of code you normally see. I'm on their advisory board. And Libsyn say that their total podcast downloads for the week of March the 15th, when the virus began to hit, were down by 12%, though they did fare better over the weekend. In podcast news, Joe Biden's Here's the Deal is described by New York Magazine as bad. So stilted and awkward that it makes me legitimately alarmed, says Will Leach in a scathing review. Points South, a podcast from Oxford American Magazine, has been awarded a $350,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. It'll fund more feature-length reporting. And we don't link to many podcasts from the Netherlands here, mainly because we only speak English, but we think you'll enjoy De Buitendienst. It's a series of hour-long soundscapes from nature reserves across the country, with no spoken word and no music. Take a listen. And there's plenty more and all the links in our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.